Meeting with the Master. I want to share the greatest event that has happened in my life. Meeting the Master. I believe that my spiritual experience will be very beneficial for many brothers and sisters. It all began like this. I started hearing complaints and grievances from some disciples in our group about not being able to attend meetings with the sage. They felt it was unfair that some regularly attended these meetings while others hadn't seen the master in a year or two. Some started voicing doubts aloud, speculating whether the master had departed to a subtle level or somewhere far away, leaving no one here to guide us. There were even disciples who, due to their disbelief and doubts, stopped coming to the group. After all these discussions, I became increasingly troubled by questions like, why haven't I been among the chosen ones yet? What am I doing wrong? Who are those chosen disciples worthy of meeting the great master? My inner feeling told me that behind these questions lay some great knowledge that hadn't yet entered me or those disciples who hadn't even tried to understand what needed to be done to attend a meeting with a sage. Trying to find answers to my questions, I started rereading all the wise books. I revisited those passages describing meetings with the sage. And then, 3 months later, I realized that meeting the master is the greatest event that can happen in a person's life. To attend such a meeting, one needs not only to desire it, but to make real efforts to purify one's body, one's mind, to attain a harmonious state in order to be ready to perceive the subtle vibrations transmitted by the enlightened master. Then, I firmly decided to engage in self-improvement and to go through any trials that the divine power would send me. The routine of my day completely changed. I began sleeping only 4 hours a day, waking up at dawn every day and starting my day with prayers for all living beings, studying yoga asanas described in one of the books, and in the evening, meditating on mystical images of spiritual masters. At first, I found it difficult even to perform asanas and meditations every day. I simply wasn't used to doing one thing consistently and comprehensively. But the thought of meeting my dear keeper of knowledge gave me strength. Soon, the mentors gave me an assignment to distribute books. And this turned out to be even more difficult for me than just practicing meditation and pranayama every day. Because since childhood, I had been taught that trading was bad and that money was dirty. But inside me, a spiritual part was already mature, understanding that money is energy. And distributing books is a great benefit for people all over the earth, as it is through these books that people find salvation from suffering. Not everyone can come to a seminar, but if they buy a book, they can study on their own first, learn a lot of new things, and then connect to the egregor which will protect them. Thus, two parts struggled within me. At the same time, with all my being, I pray to God to help me fulfill His will and rid me of attitudes and everything that hindered me. I cultivated a state of selflessness and dedication to the great cause for a long time. And then one day, I remembered the events described in one wise book, after which I felt such immense strength inside that I said to myself, "Consider how much the Master had to endure for us, how much He sacrificed. So why can't I complete the task?" "No, enough. For the sake of the Master, I will do everything." As soon as the doubts within me ceased, I felt confidence and determination. From that moment on, I began spreading the saving knowledge conveyed in the wise books so that every person could find their path to salvation through them. How many disciples came to me during this time, how many people thanked me for the wise books, and how many more asked for help to attend at least one seminar! Thus, another group was formed in our city, and my last task was to become a worthy leader of this group. This gave me even more energy and understanding, but most importantly, with all my being, I felt that the more I invested my strength in helping the great cause in the group, in transmitting knowledge to people, the less I thought about my personal problems. The closer and closer I became to the long-awaited moment of meeting the Master. In addition, my husband's mother recovered from heart disease, and my own sister was cured of infertility. And all this is thanks to the great school. Soon, I had absolutely no time left to go to work. I perceived this as a sign indicating that my work was completely meaningless. All the previous years, it was just a way to survive, to support my family. But now, it looked extremely petty and insignificant compared to seminars, working in a group of spiritual disciplines, and individual healing sessions. Only by finding the Master and a group of like-minded people did I truly start to live, rather than lead a miserable existence. And because of this, I was insanely happy. Naturally, such major changes strongly upset my husband. He was categorically against dedicating myself entirely to spiritual development and helping people. He didn't like that I no longer waited for him as before, didn't cook dinners, didn't take care of our only son's upbringing. But even family problems did not become an obstacle for me. Nothing could knock me off the path of truth anymore, because in every moment of my life, joyful or difficult, I turned to the Master and felt that He was always with me, ready to help at any moment. I understood that all the problems that arose in my life were just temporary difficulties. I knew they would soon pass, that they too were tests. Power tested me through such situations, checked how loyal I was to the school and the great truth. And therefore, not once did doubt creep into my heart. I told myself, "The Master is near. I feel his support. I will overcome everything for the divine moment of meeting the sage, just to absorb the great knowledge and transmit it to people so that they will never suffer again. My heart opened more and more to the divine power, and I couldn't believe that this miracle was happening to me. And then, one day, a mentor called me and said, "The power sees your selflessness and involvement in the great cause, the salvation of the entire earth. So now it calls you to the holy mission of spreading knowledge throughout the country and then around the world." So I have to leave my family, the group, and travel to different cities? I asked with trembling in my soul. "Yes, sister," declared the mentor with an elevated voice. "In 3 weeks, I will call again to find out about your decision. Meanwhile, you should spend time fasting and praying, tuning into the compassionate, loving heart of the Master, and never doubt the greatness of your true self. May peace be with you," concluded the mentor, and she hung up, leaving me alone with a storm of feelings overflowing my soul. I wanted to laugh, cry, and shout all at once. I wanted to tell all the people on the planet that there is a great teaching that will save them. I wanted to shout about the truth. With tears of reverence, I thanked the Master for his trust in me, for that great power and wisdom that he generously gives me. And I vowed to dedicate my entire life to serving God, serving people for their good. For 3 weeks, I fasted and prayed, asking God in my prayers to take away all my identifications and attachments, so that I could become a pure conductor of His will. And the Lord heard my prayers. On the last day of fasting, I felt an immense amount of energy and strength within me. Despite not eating for 3 weeks, I no longer had any duality within me. I simply loved the whole world and wanted to give this love to all people. Now, I loved my son as much as every person on this earth, because I began to feel God in every living being. "Let your will be done," I said with the reverence in my soul. "I will do everything necessary for the great cause." "Now you are ready," said the mentor, calling me a second time. "In 3 days, there will be a divine meeting with the Master." Tears of happiness and joy rolled down my cheeks. And here came the sage, accompanied by the closest disciples. The Master entered, dressed in a black robe with the Trinity symbol in the middle. His face expressed grace and love. In a divine voice, the Master uttered sacred words of prayer. Let the truth be revealed. Sit down, my dear ones, said the master after finishing the prayer and looking at us with a deep celestial gaze full of compassion. The master revealed to us the great truth. In his ignorance, man prays to God, God, give me a car, give me an apartment, a country house, a good job. He asks 2 times 2 to make 5. But Solomon, when he ascended the throne, said, Lord, I do not ask you for strength, power, or wealth, but give me wisdom to govern your people wisely. And so, our first prayer should be, enlighten, because it is precisely wisdom that man lacks, which causes him to make many mistakes in life, and then he himself suffers because of them. When he gains wisdom, then he prays, Lord, help me to change. Because when there is wisdom, a person sees the cause of his suffering and understands that the only way to make himself feel better is to change. That's why he asks, Lord, help me to become different. An ordinary person, ignorant, always asks, God, make it so that I pass my exams well, that I win a lottery. But the very framing of the question here is incorrect, because it stems from ignorance. But if he were to pray for others instead, Lord, enlighten them, then the framing of the request would be correct. If someone asks people to be enlightened, it means they also ask it for themselves. For if people lack understanding, then I lack it too. Therefore, if we ask for something for others, God will also grant it to us. When a person becomes wise, they see, it's not enough that I understand something. I must be able to act in accordance with that understanding. But I cannot, because there is discomfort within me. It hurts. It's difficult to change, to reshape my worldview. It's unpleasant. Because a person understands one thing, but inside them, another reaction occurs, unrelated to understanding, separately, because ignorance has penetrated deeply into the most human reactions, like Pavlov's dog. The dog may understand that there's no meat, yet saliva still flows. It's the same with a person, except that in a person, ignorance has penetrated deeper into our emotions, into our reactions. Therefore, we must continue to pray. Lord, help me change. Help me overcome myself. And then we start to move forward. The main thing is always to move forward, not to stop. And then we simply pray. Lord, take me unto yourself. When a person has understood everything, they ask for God to take them unto himself. And then, when twice two equals four yet again, we will react to it differently. That's how it should be. That will be done. And we will then depart into Nirvana. It's impossible to convey in words what I experienced in those wonderful moments. Everyone must experience this for themselves. After the meeting, I literally felt like I was flying. I had no thoughts, no problems, only an overwhelming feeling of joy and grace. Meeting the Master changed me so profoundly that everyone around me started to change too. My husband embarked on a spiritual path, and it was a true miracle. Because before meeting the Master, I thought he was a hopeless case, and we would never be together again. My son recovered and began bringing home straight A's. Now, spiritual bonds unite all of us. The enlightened Master performs true miracles. And everyone who has seen or heard the Master with their heart even once gains a new happy destiny. I became convinced of this through personal experience. Looking back, I see that all my experiences, attachments, doubts, and disbelief that I had before suddenly became so insignificant and trivial compared to what I gained at the meeting with the Keeper of Knowledge. And this is just the beginning. And how many more spiritual revelations await me ahead, for the Master's grace is boundless. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.